Choose static or dynamic QR codes based on the job. Static QR codes are permanent and provider independent. Dynamic QR codes add redirect-based editability and analytics, usually with more dependency. Competitor QR platforms often push dynamic codes because they support paid analytics and editable redirects. Static QR codes remain the better fit for stable destinations, privacy-first workflows, files you control, Wi-Fi, V-cards, and simple campaign links with UTM tracking. The decision is less about which model is more advanced and more about operational risk. A dynamic QR code can save a print run when a destination changes, but it also adds a hosted redirect, account permissions, billing, uptime, and data processing responsibilities. Use this guide to decide what belongs in the QR pattern, when an owned redirect is enough, and when a dynamic QR provider is worth the extra dependency. Static is permanent. The final payload is inside the QR pattern and does not depend on QR code crafter after download. Dynamic is editable. A provider redirect can change the destination later, but it depends on the provider account and uptime. Analytics can be separate. UTM tagged URLs and website analytics may be enough without provider scan tracking. Static and dynamic QR comparison. Edit. Destination after print. No. Unless you control the encoded redirect URL. Yes, through provider redirect settings, scan limits, and expiry. No QR provider scan limit after download. Depends on plan, provider, and subscription. Privacy model. No mandatory QR provider. Redirect. Scans usually pass through provider infrastructure. Analytics. Use UTM parameters and first-party website analytics after the visitor lands. Provider can count scans before the destination loads and may report device or location signals. Print reliability. Best when the payload, landing page, or owned redirect will stay maintained. Useful when campaigns change, but the printed code depends on subscription and redirect uptime. Governance. Keep the source file, destination URL, campaign owner, and test record with the artwork. Also manage account access, billing, redirect permissions, audit history, and data retention cost profile. No QR provider fee after export. Often tied to paid plans for editability, analytics, branded domains, API access, or scan volume. Best fit Wi-Fi, V-cards, fixed URLs, PDFs, menus, payment codes, packaging, and privacy-first notices, short campaigns, frequently changing offers, A/B tests, multi-location redirects, and scan dashboards. When static QR codes are the stronger choice. Choose static when the destination is stable, the content can be managed on your own domain, or the QR code needs to keep working without a third-party QR subscription. Long-lived print assets. Menus, business cards, packaging, instructions, event signs, and venue posters often need a code that keeps working after the design file has left the generator. Owned destinations. If the QR code points to your domain, a published PDF, a booking page, or a support page you control, you can update the page content without routing every scan through a QR vendor. Privacy-sensitive placement. Healthcare, education, internal workplace notices, and public sector materials may prefer a QR code that avoids mandatory third-party scan tracking. Direct payloads, Wi-Fi credentials, V-cards, email, phone, SMS, event details, locations, and many payment QR codes are naturally static because the payload itself is the action. When dynamic QR codes are worth the dependency. Dynamic QR codes are useful when editability or scan reporting is valuable enough to justify a hosted redirect layer. The destination may change after print. Use dynamic QR when a campaign URL, landing page, seasonal offer, or event page may need to change after posters, flyers, or packaging have been distributed. You need scan counts before page load. Provider analytics can count scans that never reach your website analytics, which can help with offline campaign reporting and location comparisons. Teams need central controls. Larger teams may need permissions, campaign folders, redirect history, branded short domains, and audit trails that a dedicated dynamic QR platform provides. You accept the operational overhead. Before printing, document who owns the provider account, how billing is monitored, what happens if the plan changes, and how redirects are recovered. Use owned redirects and UTM tracking before adding vendor lock-in. Many teams can get enough flexibility and reporting by encoding a URL they control instead of buying dynamic QR infrastructure for every code. Encode an owned redirect URL. A static QR code can point to a short URL on your own domain. If the final page changes, update your redirect while keeping the QR provider out of the scan path. Add UTM parameters for campaign attribution. For web destinations, UTM parameters let analytics tools attribute traffic to print, signage, packaging, or a specific campaign without provider scan tracking. Keep redirects human-readable, use a trustworthy domain and a short path that matches the printed call to action. People are more likely to scan when the surrounding context is clear. Test the final path, not only the preview. Scan the printed or exported artwork. Confirm the redirect target. Check HTTPS and verify the landing page on mobile before publishing. Decision checklist. Use static when the payload or controlled redirect URL is stable. Use dynamic only when you truly need provider-managed editability or scan analytics. Use UTM parameters for website campaign reporting with static URL QR codes. Avoid printing a code that depends on a trial plan or uncertain subscription. Prefer an owned redirect URL when you need destination flexibility without third-party QR scan tracking. Document the campaign owner, destination, final artwork file, export format, and scan test result before printing. For dynamic QR codes, confirm account recovery, billing ownership, permissions, data retention, and what happens if the plan is canceled. Retest the code after the artwork is compressed, uploaded, printed, laminated, or placed behind glass. Choose the right QR model in 4 steps. List what must remain editable. Separate the QR payload from the landing page content. If only the page copy changes, a static QR code to an owned page may be enough. Decide where analytics should live. Use UTM tracking when website attribution is enough. Choose dynamic QR analytics only when scan level reporting before page load is required. Check the risk of provider dependency. For every dynamic QR code, assign an owner for billing, access, redirect changes, data retention, and recovery before the file goes to print. Export and test the final file. Use SVG, PDF, or EPS for print workflows. Keep a master file and scan the final artwork at real size and distance. Are static QR codes more private? They avoid a required provider redirect, but the destination website may still collect normal analytics. Can a static QR code be editable? The QR pattern cannot be edited, but you can encode a redirect URL you control and change that redirect target later. Can I track a static QR code? Yes, for website visits. Add UTM parameters to the encoded URL and review the campaign in your website analytics. This will not count scans that abandon before the page loads. Which QR code type is better for print? Use static for stable destinations and long-lived print. Use dynamic only when destination changes or scan dashboards are worth the added provider dependency. Is an owned redirect a dynamic QR code? Not necessarily. A static QR code can encode your own redirect URL. The QR pattern stays static while your domain controls the final destination. What should I check before using a dynamic QR provider? Confirm subscription terms, scan limits, account recovery, redirect permissions, data retention, export options, branded domain support, and what happens to printed codes if billing fails.